Welcome back to the Beast Game Video Game Podcast, where we will discuss what we've been playing and video game news. Barry?
As far as games have been concerned, always Rocket League, and just released some DLC, two Jurassic Park cars and a gold explosion, so I had gotten that, and a couple of other items out of a crate. And other than that, played a little bit of NBA 2K again, still need to play that. Have not played WWE 2K18, even though I own it. Also, just a little bit of Battlefront, and as I think we said before, that game is beautiful. Played a little bit of State of Decay, and I will say this for me, I might be a little burnt out on open world games. Bought a couple of Razer devices, so I bought the Razer Wildcat, which is a tournament controller, and I think it might actually be a hindrance to me because I've gotten really accustomed to the Xbox Elite controller, and the Wildcat just feels weird when I use it as a controller. So that's $85 down the drain. And also I bought a Razer Tartarus, which is a keypad. You can assign macros to it. So kind of have a couple ideas about how to use that. And that's it for me.
All right. Well, I'll go next. I've been playing Rainbow Six, and I took a slight break from Rainbow Six. Just maybe like a week or so, just playing State of Decay more so. And I jumped back into it, and I am playing horribly. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like before, I was talking about how I was clutching, you know, getting headshots. My aim is all over the place. Like, I'm just jittery as shit. I'm just all over the place. I don't know what's going on. I thought I was ready for ranked, but I don't think I am right now because I can't even do well in casual. So I may need to get my shit back and then try ring. Also, I've been playing State of Decay 2 with the fellow Beast Gang, and the game is fun. It's still fun. I enjoy myself.
Beast Gang.
I want to
beasting out.
Actually try to get all of us on at the same time, but I don't know if that's going to be possible because there are time schedules and work schedules and everything. It just, we do have lives outside of gaming, so that may be a little difficult. I've been playing Battlefront. I am intrigued in the campaign, and I'm still trying to wonder why this game got so much flack, because the game is actually fun.
It was the microtransactions.
I can tell you. I can tell you.
100% the microtransactions. People wanted that game because they liked Battlefront, but Battlefront 1 was a little empty, and Battlefront 2 was supposed to correct all the mistakes, and then they put microtransactions in it, and that tanked the game. Comment, Keith?
So, yes to that, but there's also the other thing here, and that's the problem is that the missions are repetitive. Basically, they showcase each one of the hero classes, and you got to play through each one of them at some point. And it just breaks up. As a single-player game experience, it leaves a lot to be desired. So, multiplayer might be fun, but don't know about that. I'm not too keen on it.
I've played the game, and I still don't see an issue. And I know what you're talking about, and I agree with that, but I don't know. Maybe because I'm just so enamored with the game on how it looks and just the story. I kind of like the story a little bit. It's not too bad to me. It's better than the movies that we've been getting recently, so.
Well, the best part of that story was you played to that Luke Skywalker portion, right?
Yeah.
That shit was awesome. I'm like, okay, there you go. Awesome. Good stuff. And yeah, I agree with you. The story is a lot better, but the gameplay itself, the way they kind of like the design of it is a lot to be desired. I mean, they could have done a lot more with it, but they didn't. So I think I'm going to go Calrissian right now. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. You and I have the same part then. Well, I passed that part not so long ago. But like I said, outside of that, I enjoy the game. Really haven't been playing anything else. One game I'm looking forward to.
Red Dead Redemption.
I mean, of course that, but Insurgency, Sandstorm.
The game I'm looking forward to is The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit. So,
Hold on. Awesome Adventures.
The people that make Life is Strange, and I mentioned it on the last podcast, but it's going to be free because they are looking to do a Life is Strange 2, a sequel. I'm not sure if it's going to use the same characters. But the Catherine Awesome game is just something that they had worked on to tie people over. It's a young boy with a very vivid imagination. So you're playing scenarios in his head.
I'm looking at the trailer right now. I haven't really done anything new. I reloaded Fallout 4, and I'll probably uninstall it again. I can't get back into it. No idea what I'm doing. Got no idea why I built a windmill in the middle of a fucking wasteland. Don't know what I was doing there. I can see myself getting sucked back into it because how detailed it is. The only thing I want to do is I would play through just to complete through the story. I let my World of Warcraft subscription expire. I'll probably jump back on that in another month or so. can't quite uninstall Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. I was trying to clear space on my hard drive, and for whatever reason, I just can't uninstall it. I don't know why. That remains one of the most complete gaming experiences that I've had.
My name is Geralt.
On the PC in a while. Dude was awesome. But been playing Rainbow Six with James and State of Decay with James and Matt. And State of Decay is actually a lot more fun. It's enjoyable. So when we get together and play through it, it's always a good time. That type of gameplay, that type of pick 'em up multiplayer, kind of stuff that we kind of thrive on. So I'm enjoying that. The next video game podcast, I'll talk about Vampire. I picked that up. I'm downloading that now. Found it for a good price. I finished up God of War. That's probably one of the best reboots I've ever seen. It's unfortunate we're not going to see another one for another 2-3 years, but that's fine. It's still a fantastic game. Game I'm looking forward to that I saw at E3 is going to be Fallout 76, Red Dead Redemption 2. Got my PlayStation 4 ready for it. And apparently the pre-orders for the PlayStation 4 version for the Ultimate Edition isn't available. Not sure why it's not available for purchase by Amazon, but I've been saving up my credit card points to get that, so I think I'll start looking for some more VR games. I might jump back into the VR world again. If I do Super Hot again, I'm Super Hot. You know, I've got enough space and everything. Last few times I did it was a bit of a workout, and I ended up
bashing your hand in the wall.
I actually sidekicked the wall or something. I almost hit the window. I was like, oh, that's not good. I'll search a little bit, see if there's anything else coming out for the VR, because the Oculus Rift, that system does work and works fantastically well.
I have the Oculus and also the Dell Visor Windows VR, and the Oculus is a complete experience, and the Windows VR just seems like an amateurish try.
I've been playing State of Decay 2 with James and Tyrone and Keith.
And you play with me.
Overall gaming, quite.
I opened a door and smashed some zombies.
Yeah, Barry did help out the other night. I haven't played an open world game in a while. I think the thing I like about it is that I can construct my base on how I decide. If I feel that electricity is more important than water, it won't force me to make a choice. But if I feel that I make a bad choice, I can actually get my credits back and then redo it. If I lose a character, the character's gone forever. So it makes me decide a little bit more as far as who I take on missions and if I can afford to lose the person. Still early parts of the game, but that's all I'm playing for now. Looking for the next big game I want to play, which, according to James, Star Wars Battlefront, which I'll probably invest in probably this weekend.